Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Morgan Baird, who is Strategic Marketing Director for TSYS. And I know you're talking to me today from the UK, which is where you're stationed. Morgan, thanks for joining me today.
You bet, Karen. Great to be here.
So we're here to talk about a really interesting study that TSYS has done to look at the behaviors of consumers in the UK with respect to mobile payments. So let's get into it without further ado. What did you find, and what about your findings really surprised you?
Sure. Karen, there are probably about a half dozen really key findings that we identify in the report. But let me just touch on three of them so as to not give away all the goods. The one killer fact here that we found is that 73% of respondents said they were apt to use M-payments for in-store purchases in the next 2 years. And Karen, this was really an eye-opener for us and a stat that we're kind of eager to watch evolve and compare against it as we'll be holding this survey annually. And the second key finding here is that the adoption of mobile banking apps is no longer the exclusive purview of the digital natives. In fact, many of us born before the digital age are now just as likely to use M-banking apps as the younger generation is as well. So to kind of round that out, the last one I'll mention here is that a third of the respondents reported making M-payments in the last 3 months. And it's kind of interesting, when we dug a little bit deeper, those same third were on average very, very pleased with their experiences.
Well, those three findings really prompt a variety of questions. Let's start with the first finding, which is the propensity to use mobile to pay in store, which I think is interesting. One of the things, though, that I observed from your study was the fact that many consumers didn't feel as though the spending limit needed to be increased, which I think we all know is one of the things that perhaps inhibits usage across a broader spectrum of merchants. How do you reconcile the fact that people want to use their mobile phones inside of stores, but yet they don't feel the need to have the spending limits increased? How do you pull those two things together?
Yeah, it's a good insight, Karen. And frankly, there isn't an exact answer based on the survey questions, but I would kind of intuitively say that there's a bit of momentum in the market in that people are already used to what had been the £20 limit for contactless payments. And the idea that things are so much more secure when a fully tokenized payment is made, perhaps even with the addition of biometric security features. So in that sense, if people understood just how secure that was, I would imagine that they'd be much more apt to express the desire to have no limit set.
I would agree with you. The mobile device clearly has a better opportunity to create a secure transaction. I do think consumers need to be educated a little bit more on that, as you point out. Let's move down to your comment about mobile banking. And I also thought that that was an interesting finding, that it does have such broad appeal. Why do you think that is, and how are consumers in the UK using their mobile banking apps?
Now, there are probably several different reasons that they're using the mobile apps. And primarily, it comes down to that user experience is so intuitive now with the excellent work that the designers have done in developing those apps. But, you know, when I look at some of the reasons that could propel that usage further, and, you know, I could probably drop some stats on you here. If we look at some of the reasons that folks have identified as real drivers for what could be further impetus, loyalty incentives could play a real role here. So with the ability to store loyalty cards and rewards programs associated with a specific mobile app among the most highly ranked reasons that respondents gave that could spur adoption. But again, that the key here is also to assuage fears by highlighting, just as we were talking about, the security and fraud protection inherent in the experience. And the industry has a real story to tell in that regard.
I think you're right. I think one of the reasons that I know I feel comfortable using mobile banking is because I do believe that the mobile banking app that I use is very secure. And whenever I'm using it to actually conduct a transaction, there are safeguards that make me feel as though I am completely protected. And I think that's a real testament to what banks are paying attention to in driving adoption and comfort factor on the part of consumers. Let's now round out your third insight, and that is that consumers are using mobile payments, and a third of them, as you point out, said that they have. What are they doing when they're using their mobile devices to make payments?
Well, they're doing some of the more passive things, you know, the idea that they're just logging in to see their balance immediately is one of the higher ranked items. But some of the other items that we look at might include, for example, checking the recent transactions, again, another passive piece, but they're getting a bit more active. And when it comes down to self-direction, they're starting to transfer money between accounts and making bill payments, receiving the alerts from their banks are all ranked pretty highly in terms of what folks are doing on a pretty regular basis.
What kinds of feedback did you get with respect to concerns about security?
Yeah, you know, when we asked some of those similar questions, the leading inhibitor to pick up in general and adoption of mobile payments was indeed security. So more than half, you know, 54% of respondents indicated that security was an issue when it comes to M-payments. And fully 87% said that they would use M-payments technology if that security could be guaranteed.
Interesting. And the one finding that I glanced at that I thought was interesting was security concerns that had nothing to do with the security of the app, but fears over losing the device, given that it now is a device that is capable of making payments.
And that may very well be related to the incredible power that the mobile phone has over us in general. You know, you get all those stats that folks would drive back over an hour to get their mobile phone that they're left behind, but you know, maybe they wouldn't bother with just a wallet. So I think that's such an inherent part of our day-to-day lives now that that's really a critical part of it.
I think that's an amazing statistic that the wallet can be FedExed next day, but the phone we can't live without for even a few minutes. Final question. I know you ask a lot of questions about what consumers are doing today, but what are they saying, and I know that saying and doing are often two different things, but what are they saying about their intention to use the variety of mobile payments and banking capabilities over the next couple of years?
Yeah, so just looking at the mobile payments piece itself, only 42% of respondents expect that at least half their in-store purchases in 2 years' time will be made via their mobile phone. So these numbers obviously are very, very encouraging for all of us who are so bullish on M-payments. And the idea that we're really in these exciting times for us in the industry, but also for us as individual consumers and cardholders, it's just going to be great to start tracking these trends and continue to track these trends and continue to garner these insights. So stay tuned, Karen. It's going to be an exciting ride for us.
I think 2016 is going to be a fascinating year. So many things have happened in 2015, to get some momentum going, I think it's going to be fascinating to see what happens in the year ahead. Well, Morgan, always great to catch up with you, and a really interesting study, which of course is available on the TSIS website as also payments.com. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Karen.